listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Second Kings chapter 21, verse 16 speaks to us about the progression of persecution. You'll see what I mean. Starting now again, 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 16, where we read this. Moreover, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another. Besides his sin by which he made Judah sin in doing evil in the sight of the Lord. Manasseh was one of the worst kings in the Bible, and his evil reign made judgment upon God's people certain. Here in 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 16, we read of one of his worst sins, that he persecuted the godly people of Judah. This description, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood, puts Manasseh in the same spiritual family as Ahab, king of Israel. Under both of these kings, the people of God were persecuted by the false religion of state-sponsored idolatry. The extent of it was so great that it could be metaphorically said that he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another with the blood of his victims. We see the tragic progression in Manasseh's sin. First, idolatry is tolerated among God's people. 2 Kings chapter 21 tells us that the people of God didn't care about Manasseh's wickedness, and they were seduced by him. Then idolatry is promoted. Manasseh did that by allowing forbidden altars and places of worship to the idol gods of the neighboring people. Then idolatry is supported and funded. Manasseh paid for those forbidden altars and even honored pagan gods at the Lord's temple. Then the worship of the true God is undermined. When the leadership of a culture rejects and replaces the worship of the true God, most people will follow their example. Faithfulness to the Lord becomes something unpopular in the broader culture. Then, the worshipers of the true God are persecuted and murdered. Their godliness and faithfulness are often offensive to those who have rejected God. Many in the culture find even the presence of God's people or godly people to be unbearable. Finally, the judgment of God soon comes. God answers from heaven, zealously guarding his glory and avenging the blood of his martyred people. All the evil that Manasseh did, he did in the sight of the Lord. God saw it all, and he would not forget. It's true, Manasseh did much evil in the sight of the Lord. By tradition, one of the evils done by Manasseh was the murder of Isaiah the prophet. Many people think that Hebrews chapter 11, verse 37, where it says, "They were sawn in two," is a reference to the martyrdom of Isaiah. Reading how bad it was in the days of Manasseh makes us think of our persecuted brothers and sisters all around the world who faced terrible persecution. It seems that there's not a week that goes by without reading about believers being murdered just because they were Christians. In the Western world, we're grateful that we don't face the same fate, but we recognize that it could come. Today, remember to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters all around the world, and remember that whatever evil is done to the people of God, it's done in the sight of the Lord. It does not escape his view.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.